Hello, my name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. And I pray you're having a marvelous day in Jesus, and I pray that you've got your eyes on Him. And right now, I do want to pray for you. I want you to stay tuned to this broadcast. I know these short minutes that I have with you will encourage your heart. Just stay tuned. God, help hearts today. Help people today. There are many people that's got trouble in their life. Children's run away. They got financial trouble. All kinds of things, Lord. But you are God over all. Help them, Lord, and give the ones that are not born again revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And God the Father, help them to realize the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary that our sins could be forgiven. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this series of broadcasts that I'm making, I'm telling you about some of the awesome people that my husband and I met over the years of Trucking for Jesus. Since 1975, 40 years, we carried on the ministry of Trucking for Jesus. My husband went home to be with the Lord in 2011, but I'm still carrying on, still going on for the Lord, still meeting wonderful people, still preaching the Word. God is faithful, and God is an awesome God. But I want to tell you about a couple that my husband and I met very early, very beginning of our ministry. His name is W.A. Bray, and him and his wife, Edith, lived in Modesto, California. And they had come to Virginia to hold a camp meeting in a church we attended. And my husband and I, were just young preachers and just beginning and thought we knew it all. Anybody like that? Just think you know it all? And we went to him one day after a meeting. Some preacher there had done some things that we didn't agree with, and we saw a lot of faults in his life. So we took it upon ourselves to go to Brother Bray, who was the head over the conference, and inform him of what was going on. And we spent, I guess, about almost 2 hours telling him all this, yada, yada, yada. You know how you do. And he sat there and listened to us patiently and let us go on. And when it was all said and done, Brother Bray looked at us and gave us two of the most powerful words of advice that I've ever received in my entire life. He looked back at my husband and I after we went through the whole process of telling what other people had done and how they acted. He said this, "Stay sweet." He said, "No matter what other people do, no matter what other people say, no matter how other people act, you stay sweet. Stay sweet." We got up from there and we thought, well, that was a real cop-out. All he could say to that was stay sweet. But you know, he hit the nail on the head. The problem wasn't the other people. The problem was me and my husband. We hadn't stayed sweet. You see, when you stay sweet, when other people mess up, you're going to be sweet to them. You're not going to look to push them down further or go around running around telling their faults and trying to hinder the ministry. Stay sweet. So I'm passing that advice on to you. You stay sweet. Some of you got that most, this terrible marriage. Just argue, fuss over anything. Just anything, drop of a hat. You know what? Your life would change if you would pray to stay sweet. No matter how they act, you stay sweet. No matter what they do, you stay sweet. You know, the problem in a lot of marriages and relationships is pride. You always got to have that last word in. Always got to get your part in. Somebody's got to back off and somebody's got to stay sweet. And the only way you can stay sweet is you stay at the feet of Jesus. I think about Matthew 16:26. It says, "For what does a man profit to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" I want to ask you that question. You're running around. You're running here and there. Right now, some of you should be in church, and you all doing things you know you shouldn't be doing. You're using pleasure, and you should be in church. That's pleasure, going to the house of God. You need your family in church. You need to bring them children in church. You need to teach them to stay sweet. And I'm passing on the words of Brother W.A. Bray, long since gone home to be with the Lord, but his message still rings in my heart many times a day. Yeah, Blondie, stay sweet now. A lot of times I'll tell my great-grandbaby, he'll get all upset. I say, now stay sweet, stay sweet, stay sweet. And I'm telling you today, stay sweet. And you can only do that when you're at Jesus' feet. Thank you for listening.